Before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I wanted to tell you about our brand new sponsor, St. John Clark Pain Treatment Center. If you know me at all, you know my body is a mess. I've been in car accidents. I got bulge discs in my neck and my back. I got sciatica pain. Well, no more, thanks to St. John Clark Pain Treatment Center. The difference with them is neurosomatic therapy, or NST. NST incorporates innovative ways to analyze and thoroughly explore your muscles, tendons, ligaments, and organs in order to find the hidden sources of the pain. And they're not going to go and just give you medication, move you around a little bit. This is intensive therapy that finds the root of your pain. The reason neurosomatic therapy works is because it looks at the body as a whole instead of focusing on individual systems. It worked for me, and it can work for you. Give them a call at 727-347-4325 and visit them online at stjohn-clarkptc.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Drop Car, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are de facto, but no, yeah. No one admits it, and you say like, "Hey, Mike's going to replace somebody. This is going to be who is it going to be?"
I would probably get rid of. I would keep Anna and Will because I think they're both good. I would get rid of that show. We'd probably put some syndicated programming on it, which is cheaper, and then I'd add them to different shows.
Oh, okay.
I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure. But that's the first thing that I would do. So you can't reverse these things on me because I have no problem saying what's on my mind.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, RadioCPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124, HMBRadio.com. Twitter, Instagram, home_made_man. Follow Radio St. Pete while you're there. Radio STPETE. The world's moving. Rapid pace. I probably shouldn't even say this out loud, but I've been just spending my time working from home. So I've been working at this day job for 10 years, my day job, and I do radio at night and I do the podcast, and I'm so efficient at my job. I've been there 10 years, so I'm really good at it. And then I spend, you know, I get my work done that I need to get done, and then I kind of just watch vids pretty much the rest of the time. And this hasn't been any exception working from home. I'm just watching vids from the, you know, my home, and I can watch different stuff because I'm not like at a workplace. Although they don't really care what I watch. At one point they pulled me in and go, "Hey, can you not watch stuff with the F word just because we have an old lady that works here?" And I go, "Oh yeah. Sorry about that." But so I've just been watching Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber stuff on YouTube over the past few weeks. And that guy was right, dude. I read his manifesto a few weeks ago. My friends got freaked out, of course, because it's got such a stigma on it that, oh God, you know, you're not going to hurt anybody. No. But that guy was right. I don't obviously endorse his methods of the way of doing things with the bombs and stuff. That's no good. But, oh my gosh, was he right about technology and where we're headed in this industrial age, and he nailed it. So that's how I've been spending most of my time, watching these videos and trying to learn how I can disengage from any sort of politics or anything. And I find it really hard because I like politics. I'm interested in it. And I like being mad. I like being angry. So I tend to get myself upset. I read stuff that I disagree with. I'll fight with my friends. I had a nice conversation with a couple buddies of mine at my supper club that I do about policing. Never thought I'd be defending the police in my entire life, but we're going to get to that later too. Anna will be here, and I want to talk a little bit about Tampa's new police budget. And Tampa Bay Times journalist got scolded and posted a tweet, deleted some tweets about the protests here. I want to talk about that a little later, but I've been trying to figure out the best way to kind of disengage and keep relationships, make sure I don't alienate enough or alienate somebody where they're like, screw you, because I really don't have a side. I'm totally neutral. I have biases. I have my opinions, but I'm trying to pull back and just think about things rationally. But a lot of people don't care. You know, if you go against their orthodoxy, you're done. And that leads me to a call I got from a listener and kind of like a friend of mine now. We talk on Instagram and stuff, Mike in St. Pete. He sent me a message about social media because I guess we kind of touched on that last week. And I wanted to play that call for you. And yeah, let's hear Mike in St. Pete with some of his wisdom and things that he's done to not get himself into trouble on social media.
What's up, dude? This is Mike in St. Pete calling to comment on this week's topic you're asking about. How's it going with social media in this current day and age? And I'm having the same experience you are. You know, I was, you know, unfriending people unfriending me, getting into these, like, toxic, basically just toxic discussions. And I've basically chosen, I haven't been on Facebook, for instance, since, like, April. And I think I'm done with it because I feel now, you know, a lot of weird stuff. Like, you know, you're having these, you know, super toxic debates with, like, you know, an ex-girlfriend and an employee or a coworker you used to work with that you didn't even talk to when you worked with them. For some reason, they, you know, added you as a friend on social media, and then they were just in the background. So now, like, there I am having this knockdown, drag down fight about, you know, left versus right, this, that, you know. And I'm like, what is this? I'm like, this is ridiculous. So, you know, yeah, I've blocked a ton of people, including those people. And actually, you know, it's made life happier. Just blocking everybody. And social media is not discourse. It is not discussion. Having discussions about our lives on social media is not discourse. You would say things to people and strangers and people you know that you would never say to their face and when you're looking them in the eye. If this is you know, not right. And that's how I feel about it. I'm pretty much done. I have Instagram, but and picture exchanging's good, but even there I won't engage really in any kind of discussion, quote unquote. People need to start having that face to face again, and I don't even know if that's possible because people are so into their phones and their computer, so I don't know. It's crazy. But great show, man. I wanna keep listening. Talk to you later.
Yeah, man, social media is tough. I kind of feel like I have to have it for things that I'm doing, you know, the podcast, the radio stuff. But, I mean, my workplace sent out a new social media policy probably because of stuff that Anna did, to tell you the truth. But I don't feel comfortable really engaging on social media anymore. I'm afraid it's going to get me fired. And, you know, most of the things, see, I do this thing, I walk this tightrope of wanting to be taken seriously and not wanting to be taken seriously at the same time. I joke around, I have some serious thoughts, and I don't know, you know, you don't have tone or context or any of that stuff on a tweet or something. So, I mean, there's a lot of nonverbal communication that you lack from Facebook and social media. When you talk to somebody, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I don't know, I'm afraid. I don't want to lose my job, and clearly they've made, you know, clear that they will get rid of you if you do anything stupid. So I don't know what's safe anymore. I mean, it's even like liking tweets. If you like the wrong tweet, somebody finds out, you could get in trouble. So I don't know. I should probably just take Twitter and at least Twitter off my phone. That's the one I usually use to engage with people. Instagram's just me cursing at animals and stuff, just funny stuff. I try to make that more fun. Twitter's the more serious stuff, and then just ridiculous jokes. And it kind of sucks because the morning show, the Calta show, does this game, Whose Tweet Is It Anyway, which is a great idea for a game. I think Galvin came up with that. And they kind of read personalities' tweets on the bone. And I feel like that kind of, you know, my tweets kind of got me some clout because they're good. I'm a good tweeter. And you should follow me if you haven't, @home_made_man, although it might be fruitless now because I'm afraid to tweet. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in trouble. Even it doesn't matter what your intent was. It just matters that you said something that was inappropriate. And what's inappropriate? Well, you find out after you do it. You know, it's a real risk and a real gamble. And there is, I don't know what's going on, but people feel entitled on social media that you have to engage with them, like you owe them something. Blocking, I think you're doing the right thing by blocking people that are annoying or ridiculous. It's just not worth, you know, are they making you miserable, or is it making your experience more pleasurable? I think your happiness should become paramount. And somebody annoys you, just block them. It doesn't matter. You don't owe them anything. Most of the people I engage with on social are great people. There is a few that I'm so blocking. I go, well, they won. It feels like they get a victory. Like they hurt you, so you block them. I think I have to get over that. So I do a lot of muting where they're not blocked, but they're muted, so I can't see what they're saying. But I've blocked a few people I work with because I'm afraid of them. And I think you're right. I think that's the right way to go. But the entitlement that some people feel, like this guy called in, he lives in New Mexico, and he is a psycho, a complete psycho. His name's Gary, and he is nasty, mean. Now, he's called in to the radio show, and I've talked to him, and he's been okay. He's unreasonable but he is an attorney. He's not a dumb guy. And he's good at, well, you said this. And I go, did I say that? I have to like think about it. But then I go back and go, no, I didn't. Most of, like 90% of the time, no, I didn't. And it's not, you know, you're not only responsible for what you say, you're responsible for how people interpret it. So he interprets it a certain way and then throws it back in my face. So I'm always like, wait, did I say that? Maybe I did. I don't think so. And then after the call's done, I go, no, I didn't. Guy's an idiot. Not an idiot, but a delusional asswipe, I think, is the better term. But he on social media, he's terrible. He's not a nice human being, just says really mean, nasty stuff. So I don't want to see that. I mean, I'm down enough on myself as it is. I don't need to see this toxic idiot screaming at me on Twitter. But I don't see it. He yells into the ether, and I never see it. And he can continue to do that. But it's so bizarre because I think he's retired now. I thought he was a troll. And I looked him up, and sure enough, he was like a prosecutor in New Mexico, like a real deal human being. And I just can't believe he talks like that to people. And he's not, like I said, he's not a dumb guy. I mean, Twitter can get you in a lot of trouble, but yeah, he just went out there and he runs his mouth. And I guess since he's retired, he doesn't have anything to lose now, so he just goes for it. But I mean, I guess I got to give him props to a certain extent. But wow, it is just the entitlement that people feel to just say terrible things to you that you're right, that they would never say to your face because they would get a punch to the gut if they did. It's shocking. You're right, dude. Block people. I'm going to start doing it too if they bug me. But luckily, most of the people that message me or that I don't know, they're good people. They're nice people. So when I send them stickers and stuff, and thank you, Mike, for the stickers, the St. Pete Pipe Club. Follow them on Instagram. And you can follow me @home_made_man. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, TRUV is in Victory, YSalonandSpa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in good old St. Petersburg. If you don't feel comfortable going into the salon, why don't you go get yourself a gift certificate so you can get a haircut at a later date once the COVID things are, you know, take it care of. Although Pinellas County, 3.7%, that's really good. Test positive rate, that's awesome. Way to go, Pinellas County. Hillsborough, not so hot. Not doing great. But Pinellas County's doing really good, so keep it up, everybody. I'm really proud of you. We're doing our thing. And way to go, buds. So go visit. So go. Don't buy a gift certificate. Just go get your haircut. Wear a mask. Look good. Feel good. TruVSalonAndSpa.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
Hey, Anna.
Hey, what's going on?
Missed you last week.
Yeah, sorry. I was in St. Augustine, the oldest city in America, with my wife.
You went to, how do you know this person, this lady?
College roommate.
College roommate, and she's in town because she worked for soccer, right?
Yeah, she worked for the MLS, which I always call the ALS. Those two things are not the same. But she was in the bubble. You know, they're doing the bubble with the hockey. Yep. I don't know if you heard. I think that's, you know, and maybe the NBA, I believe, is also doing a bubble.
They are?
See, I know sports. I know the things.
You do. You're
and
caught
so,
up.
Much like those two sports, soccer was doing the same thing. So she was working for MLS, and they obviously want the operation to go through smoothly without, you know, because one person gets it, it's all screwed up. So she was in the bubble for 40 days and 40 nights.
Wow. Did she have sex with any soccer players?
She did not, but I asked her about that. I think they were just a bit young, and I don't know, it just didn't work out. She was working and stuff, but she said there were just a few hotties.
Oh, my God, I can imagine. Soccer
hotties.
Players?
Yeah.
My goodness. Athletes in general.
Yeah, but soccer players are, I mean, they're in, most athletes are, but they're in phenomenal, like, cardi.
Yes, right.
Cardiology.
They're running around
what's
a lot.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Cardiological
health?
No. Cardiovascular.
Boom, sorry.
There you go.
Brain fart.
Yeah, they're nice and lean and ready to go.
Yeah.
Virile.
Yeah.
I don't know, hard.
I don't know if Hispanic guys are really her thing, and they were a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
A lot of Europeans, too.
Yeah, that, too.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah. So we're back.
We're back. Well, welcome back.
Thank
I'm glad you had a nice time.
Oh, it's wonderful.
She was, I thought about slapping a follow on her Instagram, but
you?
I decided that was weird.
No.
So
actually,
I didn't do that.
The place I work at now, mm-hmm. She got lots of follows from those people.
Oh, I bet.
So she understands, she gets the radio game, so does Rachel, my roommate, so feel free to ever.
Oh, they love it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So I'm saying it's cool. No girl is really going to turn down a follow.
Sure.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I was talking about you. I was telling her about you and about the situation and
yeah,
me and Ford. And she knew about that, but, you know, we reiterate. So
yeah, true that. Yeah, it's still weird. Also, I can't follow a bunch of women on my social media. I can't have a boner all day. I have things I have to do.
Dude, I hear you. I deactivated all my social media. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. No longer. Again, this is all temporary, but no longer on Instagram or Twitter. And I'm the type of person, like, if I don't have it on my phone, I'm still going to I'll find a way to get it. Or if I sign out, I'll find a way to sign back in. But if I deactivate, I'm not missing anything. Nobody can comment on me. It's like I don't exist anymore. So I had a moment on Tuesday where I was like, I saw, you can check how much time you're spending on that thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
I don't want to know. Yeah, it's a lot.
It gives you an average. Mine was an hour and 36 minutes a day on Instagram alone.
I bet you mine is way higher than
but
that.
But that's an average. So some days it could be 3 hours. Other days it could be 20 minutes. But when I saw that, and my first thought to, when I thought about deactivating Instagram was, oh, what am I going to, how am I going to live? And I go, the fact that you just had that thought means you need a break.
Oh, it's a prison.
Yeah.
It really is. Now you're connected to people kind of passively. You're not really connected to people. And it's funny, I just took Mike from St. Pete called in and he was talking about social media. I just talked about social media, so that's funny we're talking about it now.
Yeah.
But you're not, it's not real relationships.
No.
You're not building
any sort
of. It's
very vapid and shallow.
Yes.
And,
yeah, yeah.
And there's good content. Don't get me wrong. I get a lot of news from Instagram, and I see clips, and there's funny things from Barstool and our favorite comedians, but the vast majority is just useless BS you don't need. Why do I know that you got a new couch? Why do I know that? And I can recall that. And I'm consuming information about other people's lives, people that I don't know and or like.
Yeah.
What people that don't know me, they're people that are like famous in quotes that I follow and I know vast amounts of information about their lives and they don't even know that I exist. And I'm like, that's not a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
So I decide, and I know that, you know, we do this podcast and people were like, well, how are you going to promote it? I go, I get it. It's a dumb move, but I need a mental break from it. So
right.
I've been like 3 or 4 days free of Instagram, no Twitter. Wow. Facebook, I didn't deactivate because I have no interest in Facebook. It's for the boomers. I'm not looking at Facebook that much. It's fine.
Yeah.
And there's no urge to look. But with Instagram especially, there's like much like you, you see a red circle. Well, what's there? I need to click on it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And then you mute the ones that are useless. I mean, there's a lot of useless stories that yes. go on. They're just boring human beings that right. have no business really having social media. You're not social. You shouldn't be social. You're a mess. And it's just boring things. But then you get rid of those, and then there's really people that are making great content or just interesting stuff. And then you can go ahead and I can't. I'm one of those people, if I have an email in my inbox, I have to either look at it, delete it. I can't have the red circle sitting there. It needs to be gone. So it's kind of the same thing with Instagram. So I spend a lot of time.
Like OCD, just kind of cleaning it out.
And now that I'm working from home, you know, I'm just kind of sitting here and laying in bed and just, you know, scrolling, looking at vids, looking at people getting hurt on Instagram. Yeah. There's so much good stuff on there. And I mean, we're so hungry for content, you know, and it's just
especially
right
now
there.
More than ever. And I get that. And like, listen, I have a thing with like enormously large women that I find to be amusing. And I send Will clips and videos and stuff.
But I blocked you for that in the past.
I know. And then, right. But it started again, and I feel like you kind of like it.
No, I don't.
You kind of.
No, do. I don't.
Like a little.
No.
If they're doing something silly, if they're, you know, maybe eating a cake.
Working
like
out.
Cake, working out. Great
those,
example.
Those ones make
those are
me
fun.
Laugh. Yeah.
Those are fun.
Because they go, no offense. I don't hate anybody. I don't hate fat people. None of that stuff. But the nerve of these people is really shocking sometimes.
They're doing workout videos, Will. Workout videos.
And it's like 30 seconds long, and you know that they did their squats, three squats, and then they got the shot, and then they moved on to another shot, and then they did their, you know, 1 minute workout, and then that was it. They were done. Because
the
if they worked
workout.
Out hard like they said they did, they wouldn't be fat. I mean, you would have to be putting massive amounts of calories, which I guess they are, into your body.
Yeah.
And then, you know, working out, if you're working out that hard as they claim they are, it would almost be like, you wouldn't be 300 pounds, you'd be 200 pounds.
If you were really concerned about your health and you were working out, you wouldn't be 300 pounds to begin with.
Right.
If you're like a
but they're healthy,
exercise.
They claim. That's what, but we live in this world now of, there's no reality.
Yeah,
there's no
black, white people, there's black, white supremacists, the whole nine yards.
So I do get it, I guess, but yeah, that's frustrating. And I talked about this last week too, where I have to say something if it's wrong. I can't shut up, and it's gotten me into trouble a lot over the past few months. But if something's incorrect, I just can't help myself, and I have to say something. But now I'm going to do better at that. I'm actively working on being just existing, living in my own world, having opinions, and I think I have to say them because doing radio, doing podcasts, kind of have to have those opinions a little bit. I don't know if it's worth it because I feel like it's going to end up getting me in trouble in the long run because you get in trouble for anything.
Oh, I know.
New social media policy in place at my job.
Do you think I had something to do with that?
I do. Yes, I do.
Listen, I'm still making an impact. I don't even work there anymore.
Right. I think that's definitely the case, but it's the wrong time to be in this line of work. But we're going to make it work anyways. I'm not tweeting anything anymore. It's just going to be
really?
I've had things that couldn't be possibly controversial. I'll tweet about.
I saw something, this upset me a little bit. I think they're calling the kibosh on a Kindergarten Cop. Great film.
Yeah.
I love
that
movie.
Yeah, because it's got cops in it, and it was shot, it was in Portland. I guess they shot that movie in Oregon, and it was an Oregon Film Fest. Portland is obviously, I have people gaslighting me online telling me, no, it's great, including my own friends. And then I see videos, and I go, somebody just got stabbed. What are you talking about? Like, am I, my lying eyes are playing a trick on me here? Yeah. And I talked to my friend from Portland, and she was going to go to a protest. I haven't talked to her since then. She was going to go last week. And I go, you're not equipped to go to a war zone, lady. I love you, but this is not a good idea.
Is she flying in, or she like lives locally?
No, she lives. She moved to Portland.
Okay.
Yeah, so she lives there.
For the goat yoga, and then this was just the bonus.
Yeah, so she felt like it was important to get out there and speak her mind. And I go, no, it's not.
I can do a lot of speaking.
No, it's
get a
not.
Lot of mace spraying and gas tearing. But
I think, I don't know. And I asked her, like, is there any leadership up there? Like, is anybody on top of this? Is anybody, like, making the demands? She goes, I don't know. Mm. So I hope she's okay. I haven't talked to her since she went to her protest, so I don't know if she's okay.
She may be dead, Will. She may be dead.
She might be. Yeah, I don't know. I hope she's okay. I saw her post on Instagram. She's fine.
Yeah, that's her last post, by the way.
No, she was in the beautiful Oregon, which Oregon is gorgeous.
It really is. Pacific Northwest is gorgeous.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I would go, man, that seems like a place I might want to be. And then I go, which I know that, you know, you get to other parts of that state and it's not so bad.
Yeah.
But Portland is just a lunatic hub. Mm-hmm. I saw that they're going into neighborhoods now. And spray painting and
wonderful.
Yeah, they're just gonna go do that because it was the feds that gave them the issue, and then
right.
And then they said
they wanted to burn down a federal courthouse.
Yeah.
Is that the issue?
Right.
Oh, 2020.
Sent in state police and Portland Police Department instead, and then it was calm, and then it blew up again, and now they're in neighborhoods and stabbing people.
Like I said, I feel like I've really taken a step back from everything, especially not being on Twitter. It is, you know, and I'm still involved. I'm still looking at Drudge every day. I still look at New York Post every day and like a few other sites and things. But for the most part, when it's just like the constant, like every time you refresh on Twitter, you have those trending stories. It's like new stuff. And then it's you want to see, say, the Beirut bombing. Then you can see the bombing in like
real
10
time.
Different angles. Oh, this woman was giving birth. This blew up. Oh, this woman was at a bride at a wedding. It blew up, you know?
Yeah.
And then you just keep, and you're just, and it's not, I know what happened. You watch a video, you watch two, you got to tell yourself enough, too much. And to be honest with you, I feel like lighter. I'm trying to also kind of like take notes mentally. Like, do I feel better? Do I feel like, even though I'm like a little bit less connected, I feel more connected to everything else. So I'm just trying to take mental notes because I think that's the goal in life, right? Not to be the most informed person ever, but it's to live a happy life, right? That's the goal.
Is happiness the goal in life? Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's the goal or not.
I think that most people would say that that's probably their top priority, to live a fulfilling, happy, joyful life.
But is fulfillment and happiness the same thing?
It can be. I think there's overlap. I don't think it's necessarily always one and the same. It's not complete overlap.
Mm-hmm.
But there should be like a Venn diagram where there's like a middle portion.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what we were saying. Then Mike from St. Pete called and he said that he was just blocking people on social media. And I go, yeah, that's probably the move.
Yeah.
That's probably the right thing to do because you get people that are just, you know, I already talked about this, but the entitlement that people seem to have on social media where they expect you to interact with them. They'll like call you a name and be like, well,
what say you?
Come on.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And you go, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to. You're not nice.
May I make a sports analogy?
Sure.
I miss sports.
Yeah.
Gal. It's like in hockey when you're going to throw down and you throw your gloves on the floor and you take your helmet off and you go, let's go
to Pound Town.
Let's go to Pound Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ba boom.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
Right,
and then the other guy goes, nope. Not going to do that.
And then is it kind of like you got to put your wiener between your legs and walk away?
Tuck it away and you go, look, I'll live to fight another day.
Okay. All right.
Best of the Bay, Creative Loafing Best of the Bay categories where they had nominations.
Sorry.
And I brought this up and I told you, I was like, oh, good. I can clown you. But then you go, oh, I was nominated for it. And I go, I looked and I didn't see your name on there last night. And you invented this category last year. You were very intent on winning it, and some pleb from a college kid won it last year. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
How embarrassing is that, by the way? Can we talk about that for a second?
It is embarrassing for you, yeah.
I created the category. I petitioned to have it in there. And then I'm pretty sure I nominated myself, which is also pathetic.
Yep.
And then I asked people, I campaigned for myself, please vote for me, vote for me. And then somebody else won. I don't even think I made the top three. How embarrassing.
You did not.
How embarrassing.
So, you know, they have best radio personality. And I mean, you can't compete with some of the names that are on there. Their morning show, they're huge names. You're just not going to win. I mean, it's the same person every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's a few others that from my place of employment that were on there, but not many. I thought everybody would be on there, and there was only like three.
It seems like it might be a slow year this year.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people forgot about this because I pulled it up last night. Oh, crap, I forgot about this. So I looked, and then I looked at best up-and-coming radio personality.
And just real quick, the nominations are in, right?
Nominations are in. You can't nominate now. That's it. It's done.
Got it.
So, and I'm looking at the best up-and-coming radio personalities, and I'm looking for old Big Bill Koontz. not there.
Ooh.
Not nominated.
Did you ever consider nominating yourself? Or you're like, that's such a bitch move.
It's such a bitch move that I did not want to do that.
It is.
And it's just, you know, no offense, but it is a worthless thing.
Oh,
like 100%. Everybody forgets about it. It's a neat thing to have. You get the certificate. You get the...
You just put it on display. But then if you don't win it, you're like, this is so dumb.
It's so gay. Well, it's nice to win. But, you know, I figured, maybe this is my year. And I went and looked. And no, I was not on there. And then I looked for your name. And I didn't see your name either. So I was like, haha, this idiot made this category. And she didn't even get nominated. But then I see it right here.
And you know, boom. I didn't do it because my name spelled wrong.
Right.
So you know that it wasn't me. I didn't nominate
myself.
Or
maybe you did it and then spelled your name wrong. So you would say, look, I didn't do it. I obviously didn't do this.
That
I know
would be
how to spell
an interesting
my own name.
Move, but that was not what I did.
Okay. You say so. I could choose to believe you. I will. But I looked at some of the names on here and, you know, we're both in the business. I recognize about three names. Four names maybe on here. Do you know who Alexa Trout is?
Negative.
Neither do I. Alexandria Puccini?
No.
Me either. Do you know who Ashley Paul, Bay News 9, is? I'm assuming she works at Bay News 9.
That was probably a good assumption. I don't know who she is.
Let's get a look at her.
She's probably a babe.
Yeah, she's okay.
Never mind.
All right.
Sorry if she's listening.
It looks like most of the girls that I bang. Let's see what else. We got Buck Dad. One of one.
No.
I don't even think that's a real thing. Let's try to Google this for a second. I want to see what comes up when I do this. Buck Dad, one of one, home Facebook. Okay. He's got 274 people like his page, and he seems to cover some sort of, do some sort of podcast based on sports.
I see something with the Padres.
So he's not on the radio.
Okay.
But an up-and-coming radio personality. Okay.
That makes sense.
Daniel James Scott.
No.
No idea. Let's see. Daniel James Scott. I'll visit his LinkedIn. See who this person is. This might be him. Only four American nonprofit executives have ever received a prestigious international Stevie medallion. And Daniel James Scott is one of them. Well, way to go, bud. I don't think you're on the radio, though. Mm. Deuce. Okay, 98 Rock, he's probably on the radio. Bucks Life Media, James Luderman.
No.
Nope, and then one of your compadres.
Yep.
Morgan Lash.
No.
That name kind of sounds familiar.
I think I know him. Yeah, I've seen her before.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
She worked,
oh, God.
Yeah, she's a babe. She worked,
wow.
She worked with a guy I briefly did TV with.
Uh-huh.
Before I got fired
from that
last
too.
Year. Yeah. Then that's a separate thing from the thing I got
right.
fired from this year. But I had an
wow,
issue last
okay.
year.
She has my vote. That's what I'm voting
okay.
for.
Well, that's hurtful, but okay.
Morgan on the mic.
Yeah.
I think she is on the radio too. Morgan Lash. Let's see.
Yeah, she is. I think she does sports.
Oh, she's the same one.
Oh.
Morgan on the mic and Morgan what? Lash are the same one. She's doubling
ooh,
up.
That's dumb.
That is dumb. Well, see, they don't
split
do a great... I don't think that Creative Loafing has the manpower to go through
maybe
these.
Maybe they'll
to
go
see.
And filter it.
Nope.
No.
They will not.
Okay.
Because they have so many categories.
That's
and they
true.
Really should...
Condense.
I mean, their staff is like... They canned a bunch of people because they're in ruins. I mean, I think there's two or three people on that staff now, and they have to do this whole...
operation.
And I know they hate it. In years past, when they've had five, six people, it's been a bitch.
But here's the thing. They're not going to have to plan a big... ceremony
no,
this year.
They won't have to
so
do that.
So that eliminates a lot of planning and work.
Peter H. Blake appears to be another podcaster. Bucks Report. Okay. It's not on the radio, though. But
no.
He does. He has a successful
related.
Podcast.
It's microphone related.
Yeah, but it's not. It should
it's
be
not
a
radio.
Podcast.
I know.
Ray Kennedy. Ray Roa is the editor-in-chief of Creative Loafing, and he does do WMNF stuff.
All right.
So, okay.
Counts.
Rihanna Canas. Who's that?
Oh. Hey, babe.
University of South Florida. Must be a WUSF
okay.
person. Raina Lee.
Nope.
Oh, again. Same person. Doubled up on the nominations.
Ooh,
there.
There we go.
Oh, I recognize this name. It's a Rhett Matthew.
Oh, hey. Okay.
There we go.
There you go.
Not really on the radio, but...
Oh, I was going to ask if he's... I imagine not, because...
No, nobody's allowed in.
In the building.
It's, yeah, it's locked down. It's the skeleton Essential crew. Staff only.
Even the morning show.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Yeah. Sam97X. Sam's been on for many years. She's great. And she's successful.
She's not best up in... She's came. She's already there.
Oh, she's arrived.
Yeah, she's arrived.
Scotty the Body, okay.
Hey, okay.
Yeah. And I think he's also in Best Radio Personality, too, in general. Stephanie D. Sanders. Know who that is?
No.
Let's look. I'm going to assume another WUSF person.
All right.
It's an actress. Mm. Okay. Let's see what this is. Is this her? Voiceover radio announcer. This is probably her. 12,000 followers. Okay. I don't know where she works, but she appears to be maybe in the business in some sort of way. Spike on the mic.
Hey, I know that guy.
He might have my vote, actually.
Hey,
I'll vote for Spike.
Hate you.
Super Steve. What the hell is that? Super Steve. Nobody knows what that is, and there's really nothing online. Okay. Tony Tone Capone. Anything? Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Tone Capone.
Like
94,000 followers. Okay, he's on in Chicago. So
that's
okay.
Right, relevant.
Vincent Rodriguez.
Negative.
I think that's the dude that smokes a lot of pot. And I think he's a board op. Okay, Zach Blobner. 620. Okay.
If I win, which I won't, I will
you
laugh
might.
So hard.
Why?
Because I was trying so hard when I worked at my former place of employment, and then now when I actually don't give an F, like, I'm not campaigning, I'm not telling anybody I'm on it, it happens, it happens, but if I win, I will laugh hard.
Well, I suggest everybody vote for Spike on the mic, or the Lash Lady, because she's very attractive.
Yeah, she's a babe.
Those would be my two choices, and if you have a third vote, then vote for Anna, and I'm really upset, because I really wanted to clown you for not being nominated, and you are, so it kind of ruins my bit, and now I just look like an idiot, because
but
I got nothing.
Are.
Also, not the Homemade Broadcast, not nominated for Best Podcast.
Dude, you gotta start nominating yourself.
I don't want to do that. Now, usually people take care of it for me. I usually get at least one person. Like, last year I had HMB, and I think it was you, maybe, who did it, HMB Radio, because it had
me.
HMB Space Radio.
Which
is
wrong.
Not right.
Okay.
HMB Radio is one word.
Okay, sorry. That was probably me then.
And Homemade Broadcast and The Homemade Broadcast were nominated last year. But not nominated for anything that I can see. Look, it's the end of the world, right? As we know it anyways. But listen, you don't have to be a pig just because it's the end of the world. Yes, you don't have to squeeze into a bathing suit this summer. Good for you. But the fact of the matter is you need to be healthy if you want to survive the coronavirus, okay? NTT Nutrition can do that for you. It's good food, it's good for you, and it's delivered right to your door. You can't go to the grocery store. This is a perfect time to try NTT Fitness and NTT Nutrition. And if you use my code LEVELUP15, you can get 15% off your first order. NTTFitness.com, LEVELUP15. Another person who's going to be getting an award this year, Jane Castor.
Ew.
Jane Castor, they went to her house. Protesters went to her house. She's she's a former police chief of Tampa. Okay, now she's the mayor. You know, obviously the protests, nationwide protests.
Pretty popular.
She was pretty popular.
When she won and people were excited, she's a woman, she's gay.
Yeah.
She had it all. She's police, she had it all.
Strong woman.
Tall. Like,
strong woman.
Yes.
Great handshake.
Yeah, never shook her hand, but.
I didn't either, but I can imagine she's got a very firm
tenacious
handshake
tenacious grip,
on her.
Okay.
Yes. Well, despite what she acknowledged were unprecedented obstacles presented because of COVID-19, Tampa Mayor Jane Castor offered an optimistic view of her city's future while presenting her fiscal year 2021 budget to the city council on Tuesday. In fact, her $1.254 billion budget, damn, is the biggest in the city's history and $213 million more than her first budget that she presented to the city council a year ago. Castor also acknowledged the stark reality in that the city has lost nearly $24 million in reduced revenues since the crisis hit in March, including drops in sales taxes, electric franchise fees, blah, blah, blah. She trimmed nearly $12 million to balance the budget by freezing any new hires, restructuring debt, and postponing other projects. Castor gave credit to a solid physical management that the city enjoyed under previous mayors like Pam Iorio and Bob Buckhorn. So the big thing is that she wants more money for police, and obviously that's not a popular take right now.
And she also green-lighted a mural in downtown Tampa, right? I think they needed her permission, and she said A-okay, right?
They apparently applied for a permit, and this mural got clowned really hard on Twitter and stuff because it wasn't great. It was clearly done by a novice, you know. Could you imagine the ramifications of one of these local artists helping paint that mural right now? I mean, the currency that they would lose socially.
It's a seventh grader.
Would not be worth the squeeze as far as that goes. They'd be canceled. They can't be in that world. Creatives, they tend to be lunatics.
Yeah, it's middle schoolers from Lutz. That's who it is.
Right.
From Plant City. Right. Yeah.
Well, they seem to point out that I saw one story that the guy who did it, or at least helped plan the thing, is a criminal, has a criminal history, which so
makes
what?
No sense.
Yeah,
too.
I don't. Who cares? You know, you get trouble for something doesn't mean you don't the police necessarily.
I don't know
what they were trying to prove there. So they did the mural, and I guess it was in process and wasn't fully
completed?
Permitted yet.
Oh, okay.
But it ended up getting permitted after it was done.
Interesting.
So they're calling it an illegal mural. A lot of these news orgs, including the Creative Loafing Tampa.
And where is it exactly? Is it
it's
on?
Right out in front of the police station.
Is it on a, what wall is it on?
It's on a road.
A road, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is a terrible place to put a mural, by the way.
It's going to get, yeah.
It's going to get driven over.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It looks bad. Like, they did a really cool one down in downtown St. Pete here, and it was, like, different colors, and it looked really
on
cool.
On the road?
On the road when it was done. But then, like, 2 weeks later, it's got tire marks, so it's all dingy, and it's just like, oh.
Skid marks.
Nah.
Ew.
Not great.
Yeah.
And I saw one, too, in Toronto, somewhere in Canada. They did a pride mural with a rainbow, and they somebody screeched on top of it and left a tire mark, and I think they charged that guy with a hate crime.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure Canada's whacked.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he did it. I don't know if the guy did it on purpose or not, but it's a road, so you're going to, stuff like that is just going to happen.
Right, naturally.
You know? So they did this mural, and it was illegal, and apparently some people defaced it this week.
How did you not think that that was not going to happen?
I think they probably knew. They just, you know, they had, they have an opinion, too, and they want to be heard.
I totally get that, and I get you're like, we shouldn't be quiet even if people are going to try to shut us up, but, like, what's, if unless you have 24-hour security, what the hell is the point?
Well, you would think in front of a police station that would be the place to do it, that there's cops everywhere. And
apparently
it got vandalized twice by two different people.
Obviously.
One dumped paint all over it
of
and one
course.
Dumped tar
and
all over
so
it.
And it's so easy to deface, too.
Yeah.
Like you could be driving by and just throw paint out the window and it's ruined.
And also they even spray painted some of the police department with F-12 and ACAB and
what's
all that.
What's F-12?
I think it means
that.
F, the police.
Oh, 12. Okay.
Yeah, I think 12. I don't know. It has some sort of vernacular. Maybe because the police has 12 letters in it, maybe. I don't know. No, that's not right.
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
It means something like
it's
that.
It's denoted.
Though.
Okay, got it.
F the police, basically it means. So I've been having a really hard time with this because I don't, I never thought I'd be defending cops, but I feel like they are getting a raw deal here a little bit. I do agree with maybe they should be reformed. Let's not, I want to privatize police. I think that would be the way to do it. Instead of having run by the state, it would just be privatized. That way you can sue them. They could go to jail if they kill somebody that they shouldn't have killed. There's just more accountability.
Then what about like cities that maybe can't afford that?
Well, every city just takes tax dollars. You just wouldn't be taxed for it. It'd be sent to your, or maybe you'd still be taxed for it and they would facilitate the purchase of different police forces or.
Okay.
You could buy them personally.
I mean, because most people wouldn't be able to afford police, right?
Well, I mean, you got to think.
Mostly the people they're protecting are people that are.
It's a few bucks. You know, and everybody kicks in, it's a few bucks. You know, so it's, I don't know. And if you have competition, too, if you got other police forces out there, you could, like, you know, get quotes and have them patrol your block. And that would be your police person. And
do you know who Jocko, is it Wilson?
Jocko Wilnick.
Yeah, I was listening to him on Rogan because Rogan's the best person on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that police men and women should be in training like one fifth of the time.
Yeah, I think that's probably
true.
And
he said that they're wildly undertrained, and oftentimes when they complete a certification, it's like they're done for life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, they should be constantly kept in check, constantly training and on, you know, new situations, novel experience, because there's so every situation that you have, every interaction you have is different. So you need to be trained in a multitude of different ways to kind of diffuse situations.
Right.
You know, much like if you're in the army, I don't think like, okay, you're a Navy SEAL, like you don't have to train anymore. It's like, no, you need to constantly be training because you need to be constantly prepared for something that may happen in the future.
And that's the thing that some of these, like I saw somebody wrote ACAB in really crappy graffiti near the place that I run at. And it was obviously a kid did it because it was so like non-artistic. It wasn't cool. It was just looked like a kid did it. And I got some pushback from my friends on it. And they're like, well, they should be defunded. And one of them just said, should be abolished. And I went, okay.
Someone I know?
No.
Said that?
No.
Okay.
And I go, okay, well, can I have a gun? Because I knew she was going to say no.
No, right.
And she said, no. No, but you can have mental health counseling. I went, does that apply to my ghost? Like, if I get murdered?
Or
like,
if you see your friend or family member get murdered, then they'll pay for, you know, your therapy when you're ruined for the rest of your life.
It just makes no sense. I mean, that just seems so irrational. And it's funny because this person is, it's not funny, but she's handicapped. And she would
in
be
what
the first.
Way? Physically?
I don't know what her condition is, so I'm just going to say this because I'm going to just explain it the best way I can.
Okay.
It's not medical terminology. She's got something going on with her legs. She's got crutches.
Kind of like a gimp leg.
Kind of dragging them around.
Both of them? Just one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. I should know because it's my friend, but I don't know.
Mm.
But she would be the first person to be victimized if she ever got her way, you know? And I just don't understand it. And then they want these social workers to go deal with St. Pete's doing this where they want the social workers to go deal with the homeless calls. Okay. Eventually some homeless person is going to snap and attack poor Barbara who's out there trying to, you know, and
hello?
Then, yeah.
Hi.
And she's going to end up cutting her throat or something, you know, and that's just going to happen because the homeless here are homeless because they're either severely mentally ill or they're on some sort of drugs. That's the case,
both.
Which tend not to me. And then sometimes both, that's the overlap. And that's where you get into real trouble. So I don't know how it's going to go. And they're not going to be able to protect themselves. They don't have any weapons. They don't have anything. Hey, I'm ready for the experiment. I'd like to see how it works, but I don't see it going well.
Yeah, and people, you can't really expect people to go along with what you want them to do if there's really no threat of enforcement of anything. If they know they can continue to loiter, continue to S in a box or whatever it is, if they know that they're not going to go to jail, or then they're going to just keep doing it. You know, no one's going to talk them out of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be like, hey, if you don't do this, we're going to mace you or put you in jail or some sort of ramification. Otherwise, why would you stop doing what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how you keep people in line.
Yeah. So it's going to be weird to see what happens. But I defended police a lot this week, which I never thought I would ever do. But I don't know how we got to this point where everybody's just gone so crazy. I mean, it seems to be like I'm crazy, and a lot of this stuff seems like, whoa, this is too, and it seems to be just popular opinion.
Yeah.
Like it's just gone so extreme. And I wonder what's going to happen with the election, how that's going to go, if things are going to get better or worse after. I don't know. And I don't know if it matters who gets elected, which one of those two dolts ends up winning. I think it's either going to get better or it's going to get worse.
Let me tell you what I care about this election cycle. I don't care about the conventions. I don't care about the rallies. I don't care about the rhetoric. All I care about and all I want to 100% happen are the debates. And
right,
I want them
happen.
In person. I don't.
Yeah.
If there's no audience, fine. But they audience would be amazing because then you get the oohs and the ahs.
Right.
Those are great. But I don't want Zoom because then any sort of like if Joe Biden can't hear, he's like, oh, there's a glitch. It's like, no, you're senile. You know, but I want it in real time, both men on the same stage.
Yeah, they better. I want to see him do a push-up competition for sure in person. Anna, thanks for coming. I really appreciate you. Check out Homemade Podcasts while I got you here. It's a little side hustle that I got. Go to the HMB Radio on the web, hmbradio.com. Kick into the donate page if you're enjoying this show. And I could use it. You know, you don't have to. I'm just saying it's there, and you can, and it's available to you if you'd like to. But thanks for listening. Share it with a friend. Follow me on social media at @home_made_man. Enjoy your week. Be safe. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. Otherwise, I will talk to you freaks very soon. Johnny B. Show, 9 to midnight on the bone. Always here at HMBRadio.com for you. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See ya later.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.